right. So, do you think you can actually get through a review all on your own there, Cupcake?
I'll review a wine. How's that?
Yeah.
So, the next wine, Bob, is the Palmas 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon. 95.81% Cabernet Sauvignon. 4.19% Cabernet Franc. Aged 20 months in 92% French oak. 14. ABV on the bottle. I would guess it's actually higher than that. There's 4,568 cases produced.
Wow.
It is a beautiful, opaque, intense purple. The nose is all about blackberry for me. Beautiful blackberries, black plums. Their note says huckleberries, but I've never had a huckleberry.
The nose is dark like your heart.
It is dark like my heart. It is dark.
What heart?
And there's some smoke. And it's like, you know, there's just a hint of blueberry, but it's overcome by that blackberries. And there's like sweet tobacco on there.
You're exactly right. The tobacco comes through nicely.
And it's not quite going to dark chocolate, but it's almost there. And then on the palate.
Currant. Cassis.
Textbook Cabernet. Like you said, currants and cassis. With a beam of bright acidity in the middle that cuts all that dark fruit. Satisfying, long, luscious finish.
That was my lightsaber cutting it in half.
There you go. Mari, you want to continue with this or just give it to Justin? Because it looked like you're enjoying that wine too much.
No, I'm adoring this. I think this is delicious. I think it's beautifully made. It's got beautiful structure and backbone. The Cab Franc lends a nice softness to it. You can tell that it's mostly aged in French New Oak, 20 months. I think this is a spectacular wine.
Usually I get more spice out of French Oak. Maybe as this sits in the glass, we'll get more of that spice coming out. But right now it's about
I thought it's evolved nicely in the glass. I did aerate mine. I thought the air did it some good. What did you think, Justin?
So when we did the tour of Palmas, they were doing the regular process and they were moving to gravity fed, and I don't know if the 2018 was gravity fed, but it feels like they didn't beat the grapes up a lot and it makes it pretty special. I talk more, but we're running out of time.
Well, we're about to go to a commercial, but you could talk till the commercial.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, so we could just give dead air. Dead air is good, Justin. Yeah, thanks.
Dryness, but really good balance.
Commercial time.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back, and we are still discussing the Palmas 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon.
I was actually jamming out to the music during they were listening to the commercial. The open roads and open windows. It's just, I want to go on a road trip.
We all want you to go on a road trip, too. And in fact, we've taken up a collection, and we have a Greyhound ticket for you.
Nice.
We'll be sending you on a long drive.
Been on a Greyhound bus.
It'll be a long drive.
Oh, I was on one recently, and I'm still... Oh, that's emotionally right.
Your
damaged.
Flight was all all those flights were canceled.
Yeah.
Stuck in the middle of Kentucky. Yeah. No on flights going anywhere.
Greyhound
take a bus.
To Nashville. Yeah.
Right from a Greyhound into an SL550.
Yeah.
Shows how different your day was.
Had an Amish couple on there. That was interesting. They came in a buggy.
Did the lady next to you have a tuna sandwich? That would have been perfect.
No, there was the stereotypical crazy lady in the front of the bus screaming that all of you can kiss her. Mm-hmm. Her
tuchus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah.
Remember Alice? What did Flo scream?
Kiss my grits.
That's right.
Yeah.
But this is a beautiful wine. Absolutely beautiful wine. Man, there's not really anything you can say about it. It hasn't already been said. So let's move on. We're going to be rating the Palmas 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon. Four sips.
See, this one I think you could have gone higher. But whatever. What do I know?
You want me to back it up then?
Okay. We could have called it a well-deserved four sips.
Yeah.
Both of you could do something too.
There's mutiny on the show. The monkeys are rattling the cages.
Okay, moving right along.
There you go.
The next wine today will be the Palmas 2016 Cabernet Sauvignon. This one comes in at 93.49% Cabernet Sauvignon, 3.39% Cabernet Franc, and 2.12% Petit Verdot. And just to keep it interesting, 1% Malbec. This wine was aged 20 months in 89% new French oak. That's 89, folks, not 90. It clocks in at 14.9% alcohol by volume, and 4,348 cases were produced. Again, a beautiful, deep purple, opaque color. This one on the nose has a little bit more creme brulee and some toasted currant.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
God.
On the palate, again, lots of fruit, boysenberry, hints of caramel and vanilla, voluptuous fruit flavors. It's definitely fruity. It's got some nice tannin. It's got some nice structure. It's got a beautiful mouthfeel. I would call the finish medium. This was another delicious wine. Hard to say that it's any better than the 2018. Actually, point of fact is I thought the 18 was slightly better than this. But this is a delicious wine. I definitely wouldn't pour it out. And I found it well-made and really interesting. What do you think, Harm?
I think you're completely wrong with the creme brulee and toasted currant. It's got beautiful oak notes to it. It's got tons of blackberry, sweet oak, vanilla. Maybe that's where you're getting that creme brulee note from. That vanilla.
And some burnt sugar.
It's not burnt sugar, dude. That's just smoky oak. It's blackberry, smoky oak.
Okay.
Cassis. The boysenberry. I mean, I've never actually had a boysenberry.
Oh, boysenberry's good. It's everything a blackberry and a raspberry aren't.
All right, well, I need to go, I guess, berry picking with my wife or something. We don't have that, man. You white people are just
your
too
parents
crazy.
Never liked you. That's why.
when we go to Alabama, we go barbecue stuff.
You go to Alabama. You know what they have there? They have booberry there. That's what they have in Alabama. All please,
right, whatever. I just came back from Alabama.
No actual fruit. It's just stuff that comes in a box.
Yeah.
You know
what kind of disguise do you wear when you go to Alabama?
I'm with the white girl. I'm carrying her bags.
Ah.
Yeah. See the blonde? I'm just carrying her bag. That's all.
What do you think, Justin?
I think that it's a pretty complex wine. It's got a very good contrast between like sweetness and minerality. The finish is really, really long. That's the big difference between the 2016 and the 2018 is that the fruit is more muted and the finish is a lot longer.
You're actually absolutely right. The 18 was a much fruitier wine. This has got the minerality a little more, which I didn't mention at all, but you're right. The minerality here is the difference and the long finish.
He's correct. So if you like more fruit, the 18 is definitely a little more fruit forward, whereas this one is definitely a more European style with more minerality.
Now, is it you think it's the difference in the winemaking, the grapes, or just because the 2 years extra age? Is the 18 going to end up like this?
Well, no, I think it's the vintage. I think it's the terroir. I think it had to do with the amount of moisture and rain that year. I'm not convinced the 18 is ever going to be like this. Just my estimation. Bob, what'd you think?
I thought it was a beautiful wine. Extremely well made. The color on it is absolutely black. I mean, it's just got
like
really gorgeous color. on the palate. Hmm. I get the berries. I get the fruit. It's got a very nice mouthfeel to it. It's got a nice tannin to it. It's very silky, the tannins. They're not rough at all. They're not up front. They're not on top of you.
Not a ton of grip, but it's got good tannin.
Yeah, just very, 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 very smooth. Very, very silky. A little bit of vanilla. A little bit of the oak on it. A little bit of toasted bread, toasted oak. All in all, absolutely beautiful, beautiful Cabernet. Yeah, this one's really well done.
Yeah, if you see this on a restaurant menu and you're out and you're getting a nice filet mignon or some really nice steak. I'm not doing brisket, Justin. Stop with you and your brisket.
I wouldn't pair this one with brisket.
Yeah. Well, what's your pairing?
This one?
Ribeye?
More Pringles.
Lamb.
Oh, lamb. Lamb would be a good one, too.
Lamb kebabs.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
Easy. Definitely pull this from the menu. Or better yet, buy it from my store and pay the corkage fee.
You'll be ahead.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be rating the Palmas 2016 Cabernet Sauvignon a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
And that takes us to our last wine of the day. We're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So the last wine of the day, I thought was Muscatel, and I got really excited, but I realized it's not. It's Palmas 2016 Florencia Muscat. 100% whole cluster pressed Muscat Canelli, cold fermented at 45 degrees Fahrenheit, or 13% alcohol by volume. The color is like a brilliant yellow. On the nose, you get like a really nice jasmine tea and lemon on the palate. It's very smooth, very fruity. You got like big melon vibe on this one. And the finish is long, but it's subtle. And I would have this with carrot cake or dark chocolate. It's definitely a dessert wine. And I think they did a really good job with it. You can't taste the age on it. And it's 2023 and this was a 2016. But I mean that in a good way. Because of the lighter wines, age isn't always its friend. But they did this one right. What did you think, Maury?
I like this wine, Justin. I thought you did a good job describing it. Thank you. For me, the color wasn't quite as much brilliant as I thought. It was an extremely pale yellow. But other than that, I agree with you. To me, what I got on the palate was a lot of lemon curd. This felt like I just took a fingerful of lemon curd, stuck it in my mouth. It's got some sweetness. It's got some tartness.
You're putting with your fingers?
No, but I just saw this jar of lemon curd.
They don't let him have utensils. He'll probably hurt somebody.
That's right. I thought it's very nice. It's very pleasant. It's very enjoyable. I find in general dessert wines are hard to pair with desserts because they are dessert in a glass, and sometimes they'll clash with the dessert. This was not as cloying or sweet as some. I thought it actually had nice balance between the acidity and the citrus and the sweetness. So it was very nice. It was very pleasant. You could definitely drink more than a half ounce of this, as some of them kind of max out pretty quickly. So I liked it very much. I would say, however, it was not as complex as some of the Sauterne and dessert style wines that I've had before. I felt like this was a little bit simplified. It didn't have quite the layers of complexity and interest. I liked it. It was not my absolute favorite in this style, but I thought it was well made. And just, if anything, I would say maybe lacked a little complexity. Harm?
Yeah, so to address what Justin was saying, Muscat versus Muscatel. This is Muscat Canelli grape, which is what they call Muscatel in Spain. But what they used to make Muscatel back in the Fred Sanford days that you were so happy to talk about in California, that was a completely different quality of wine. This is much more elevated than that. So This Muscatel or Muscat Canelli can be made dry or sweet, and this is the sweeter style, but it's not overripe.
Yeah, it's medium sweet.
It's medium sweet. Jesse, you said lemon and jasmine. It's all there. There's my blood sugar monitor. They're going off there.
Oh, Harm, you're drinking too much. You're
drinking too much sweet wine. Beautiful. I got orange blossom as well. And what is... I can't even read this. Jasmine? What is that word?
I can't read your handwriting for you, yeah. You knucklehead.
But it has a good beam of acidity to go with this. And you were saying you would be hard-pressed to pair this with desserts. But I would totally be easily... I think this would easily pair well with desserts because of that acidity, like a lemon tart or a blueberry tart, maybe even with wedding cake, something like this.
It might compete with the lemon tart. That's the problem, is sometimes one is more...
But it's got this floral note, that jasmine and that orange peel and orange flowers. There's all these floral notes, and there's a hint. It's not like Sauterne with the botrytis. But there's a hint of some of that. There's a hint of some of that spice coming out. I was wondering if this did get any botrytis. What did you think, Bob?
I think it's a beautiful wine. It's the lemon is there. The jasmine is there. The tea note I get more is almost like a light Earl Grey.
It's bergamot, which is the citrus I was talking about, the orange I was talking about.
On the palate. Honeysuckle, pear, sweet apple. There's a nice little mineral note there. So I'm definitely picking up some minerality on it. Just enough sweet so it's not sticky. I think this would be fantastic with pretty much just about any dessert. Some of the dessert wines that you get are literally like drinking corn syrup.
Yeah. Well, this is nowhere near like that. This is balanced.
That's a dessert wine as a dessert. This would be a dessert wine with a dessert. But, you know, a beautifully made wine. Again, one that, you know, quite honestly shocks me the fact that they're able to make this much variety from the property that they have. Because, I mean, it's that one big valley that they've got, and the fact that they're able to make so many different styles of wine in one place is really kind of remarkable.
The science they apply to their wines, pretty cool.
Oh, another thing I wanted to bring up with this Muscatel, this is very different from an Italian-style Moscato.
Yes. You know,
it is not as light, it's not as effervescent, it's not going as tropical.
It's not carbonated either.
There's no effervescence.
Moscato, a normal Moscato would not add carbonation. That carbonation is a natural. They call it Frizzante. It's a natural carbonation from making the wine. When he's talking about Asti, like Spumante, they're actually adding carbonation. That's totally different. I'm talking like a regular Moscato di Asti. It's like Northern Italy. And this is a different style. This is more like the Spanish style. And that's where they're going with the name of the wine here is Muscat.
So they have Moscato that's flat?
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Usually the better, like he said, the better Muscat that you get a little bit of fizz to it. That's just a product of the winemaking.
The fermentation itself.
It's not, you know, Charmat bulk process, you know, Spumante garbage. Yeah, that's a whole
headache in a bottle. It's not that.
Yeah. No. But an extremely, extremely well-made wine. And we're going to be rating the Palmas 2016 Florencia Muscat, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
This is nice dessert wine. This is a tiny bottle they gave us.
500
milliliter? Yeah, nice. That's actually perfect for dessert for 4 or 5 people.
Yeah.
You don't need any bigger than that.
Yeah. I mean, why would you... There's no point in putting that into a large bottle.
I might have even gone with 375, a half size, instead of a 500. But a 500, I guess you're good.
Yeah. Well, it gives you more than enough. So that's the nice thing. But beautiful wines, beautiful property, very, very interesting winery. And like I said, the thing that blows me away is the variety of what they're able to make. So, you know, well done. So. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us today. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.
All right, thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another great morning in the basement.
And thank you, Harm.
It's the wine cellar, not the basement. Thank you, Bob.
Sorry, Harm.
Appreciate it.
Yep, well, not a bad day sitting here in the wine cellar / basement and drinking good wine. So, you know, beats.
Thank you guys for sending us good wine like this.
Beats going outside and mowing the lawn, that's for sure. So, and thank you to the partners that do help us out and send us these wines. You know, we definitely appreciate it. We can't do the show without your help. So, fantastic day. So, this is Made Man Bob. For Sip, Suds, and Smokes, I want to thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine, and thankfully we haven't had to do that all day, so yahoo.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap
it in
the subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy, tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your hosts, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
Shared syllables of saliva most pure, still lilting in a summer tide pool, have spiraled through a metal sphere to winter sleep. A shadow lurks there, hovers at the base, cold bronze, convex, in ready-made embrace. Flesh carved in unanswered meets a dawn of cellophane. No, he's at a window, sees a silver moth flicker, summoning cargo from the world's flat corners, effacing the birds and weaving stars into the mattress underlay. Effacing the birds, clasped hands, a hoard of dreams. Effacing the birds, flesh carved in unanswered meets a dawn of cellophane. A flickering moth guides the sighs to the necropolis.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances and interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
So, did you know that in last month you were the top of the electronics chart?
I did, and I was so pumped. It was amazing. Yeah.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
I find, like, you know, if I'm coming from a place of my own experience, then I can just expand upon it and be like, so this happened to me, and like, why? And how does that affect me? And how does it affect other people who are going through the same thing? And
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.